Phoenix News Time, 5:13.
The leaders of Israel and the Palestinians have met separately with President Obama. They had a dinner with other Middle Eastern leaders, and today, face-to-face. With us now on the KNX News Line, Associated Press National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani. Sagar, as we look at the efforts that have been made over the decades, frankly, to bring peace in the Middle East, why should we believe that we are any closer with these meetings than we might have been before?
Well, the key for the Obama administration, guys, is simply getting these leaders to show up here and actually have direct talks. There haven't been face-to-face talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians since shortly before the Obama administration took office back in December 2008, and the administration has spent that time just trying to get to this point. As far as optimism, hopes are not very high here. The two sides remain very far apart on all the key issues that we've been talking about throughout all those talks that you mentioned before. The overall U.S. hope here is to simply get agreement on these leaders meeting again, perhaps two more times later this month.
What is the key issue? What is the issue that might torpedo these talks?
The Israeli freeze on building more West Bank settlements is due to expire at the end of the month, right around September 26, and the Palestinians have basically said if that freeze is not extended, there is no point in having these talks. They're essentially over before they begin. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, is under pressure from one side of his government to end that freeze and to continue that building, and he has not committed to extending that freeze. So that is going to be the single one thorny point that really could end these talks before they even begin.
Is it as important to the Israelis and the Palestinians to give as much support to this administration as they possibly can from a political standpoint?
It is, and the Israelis have talked about the support to the Obama administration and vice versa, and then both sides have been very clear that they do want U.S. help in getting this done, that the U.S. can't simply bring them together to talk and then kind of leave them to their own devices, that the U.S. does need to be able to bridge the gaps, as the Palestinians put it, to nudge them along, to maybe have some proposals to find a way to work around some of these issues. And it's going to work on all sides. They all want to make each other look better by having something good come out of this.
AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.